Well, an interesting day for Paul Collingwood, now retired from Test cricket. He scored 108 on only his third first-class appearance for Durham in 3 years. It's his first 100 for them since 2005 as well. It helped the side take charge at home to Yorkshire just a day to go, but they declared at 408 for 8 and Yorkshire closed at 13 for none second innings, a deficit of 210 runs. So an opportunity there, at least for Durham, to possibly extend the lead at the top of the LV County Championship. It was a stand of 143 between Nick Pothas and Neil McKenzie, the latter scoring a century as well, which steered Hampshire away from an innings defeat at Worcester. But following on, 269 for 9, the lead is now 105 runs. So say a day to go there, so it'll be interesting to see how that works out. But you'd imagine if the weather favours them, at least the home side's still on course for a victory. Now, the first day at Trent Bridge, where the holders Nottinghamshire needed to arrest that slide, having suffered three straight defeats in the competition. They also needed a couple of recoveries during the day as well to see them total 326 against Lancashire, who started this week second place in the table. The real entertainment coming from Andre Adams, though, late on with a 43, which included five sixes. The visitors closed at 7 for none, having successfully got through two overs towards the end of the day's play. Also opening day in Birmingham, where Warwickshire, 86 for none, off to a good strong reply and start to Somerset's 262. You may remember that Warwickshire blew Somerset away in the opening match of the season down at Taunton. In the second division, well, we understand that there will be a pitch inspection panel meeting at the end of the game at Lords between Middlesex and Kent, and somehow, despite the fact that 23 wickets were lost on the first day, they've just scraped that game into a third day with a home side 120 for 1, which suggests things have improved slightly, to say the least, for the batsmen. Also runs earlier in the day for Cook and Mahmood as well for Kent, but 120 for 1, requiring a further 47 runs to win Middlesex there. The front runners in Division 2, North Ants, very much in charge at Leicester. Their opponents are 27 for 2, second innings, trailing by 176. And at the Oval, Surrey 145 for 5, leads Gloucestershire in their second innings by 109 runs. Also one of the main talking points today as well, away from the action on the field, the fact that the counties now know that two of them, that is the teams that are successful, of course, in the 2020 competition domestically, will be invited to take part in the Champions League at the end of September in India. But qualification from the domestic competition won't see them automatically enter the main event. They still have to go through another qualifying event in India at the end of September as well. So it'll be interesting. I think it's been a lukewarm response, certainly from the counties. The players, I'm sure, with a little bit of extra money on offer, will be very keen to make a big impact there, although there won't be a lot of warming up and preparation time. You can hear the Derek Brewer interview I did on Audioboo and see the link from earlier on Twitter if you want to find out just exactly what Derek Brewer, the chief executive officer at Nottinghamshire, thinks of it. Of course, not counting the chickens just yet, but they made a very good start to the northern division of the T20 competition. So get an idea from him, and also how the T20 competition is going generally here at Trent Bridge. But all of that to be heard later, if you wish. We'll be back with more cricket again tomorrow.